the world can be a noisy place.
Second,
from talking traffic signs and passing cars to hallway conversations and high heels.
Computers.
For one reason,
at least that's
it's continuous.
What I'd say. It took a good
sensory system.
For people like 20-year-old Jordan Strom, navigating this auditory ocean requires special skills.
I was born blind.
For sighted individuals, paying attention to the depth and direction of sounds can take a back seat to vision. But for Jordan, these are important cues.
Buildings I can pick up from the echo. So if there's a building to the right and I hear an echo, I can usually estimate the distance based off of that.
It's 7 a.m. at Vision Loss Resources on the corner of Franklin and Lindale in Minneapolis. I'm about to step out into one of the busiest streets in Uptown, blindfolded.
We'll make a right turn.
I'll have to navigate around the block with just a cane, my ears, and minimal help from my trainer. This is just a small fraction of the experience, but to hear how the world sounds from the perspective of the blind, I had to do exactly that, experience it. If you want to learn more about this or other arts and culture stories in the Twin Cities, tune in to Culture Q, Sunday nights on Radio K, or go online to radiok.org. For Culture Q, I'm Noel Clark.
Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.